Well, and then we move once again to William Lane Craig. Craig's work has put him in the forefront of evangelical apologists in the early 21st century. The scholarly depth and range of his work and his effectiveness as an apologist are very impressive. Craig has written one of the best recent textbook introductions to the subject of apologetics and co-authored a major textbook on Christian philosophy. In addition, he has publicly debated atheists and skeptics worldwide with great success. I mean, if you're debating William Lane Craig, good luck and also congratulations.
Yeah, really. He's a extremely good debater. Yeah. In most of his early works, Craig did not identify himself as an advocate of any particular apologetic methodology. However, in 2000, Craig defended the classical model in a book on different apologetic methods. I think we went through that book. It was four or five apologetic methods.
Remember? It was the Counterpoint series from Zondervan, ways of Christian apologetics.
And so Craig in that book defends the classical approach. So he's a classical apologetics, and it may also be seen in his apologetic textbook and in some of his more wide-ranging debates where he follows a fairly traditional classical pattern. So you have the book there?
Five Views of Apologetics.
Get a little closer to the camera there.
Five Views of Apologetics. William Lane Craig is one. Gary Habermas is another one. John Frame, and then Kelly Clark and Paul Feinberg are the five. And so Craig does take the classical model there, and really goes well with it. That was one of the first books that we did on the Counterpoint series. I haven't read a bad Counterpoint series yet, but I think that that book does a wonderful job of just letting people talk in a written form. It's kind of the best version of the debate, because you're not getting the rhetoric of, oh, he argued well because he spoke well. It's these people who are well advanced in their field are able to communicate well in the written word and are able to argue individually and not be interrupted or have an audience to sway you. I think it's a great series that should be checked out. And IVP has InterVarsity Press has their version as well. I think it's Spectrum. But as far as this one goes, this was kind of one of our first ones that we did when we were looking into presuppositionalism.
Yeah. And so Craig opens by presenting arguments for the existence of God and follows these arguments for the truth of Christianity based mainly on the evidence for Jesus' resurrection and deity. So again, he follows this kind of two-step approach, right? Let's prove that God exists, or shows that God exists, and then finally shows that Jesus Christ is indeed the true and the true God, and because of his resurrection.
Yeah. I think Craig's kind of known too for the Kalam argument, or at least maybe popularizing it or systematizing it, or actually, I think also building off of it. And so that's definitely going to be in the classical camp of here's a kind of a general theistic view, and then moves on to obviously Christianity for him.